Hele told the Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hele the Yitzchak. So Rashi brings down, Hele told us Avram, Avram Hele the Yitzchak. Hele told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hele the Yitzchak. לאחר שהקור הקדוש ברוך הוא שמו אברהם, רשי בינגס דאון, לפי שלצון הידור רואים רואים מאבי מלך נישאה ברוסור, שרי כמה שונים שאויסו עם אברהם ולא נישאה ברו עמנו, מה עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא? צר קלסטר פונוב של יצחוק דוים אל אברהם, ועידו הכל אל אברהם אוי לי נס יצחוק. אברהם אוי לי נס יצחוק. So the Letzon Ha'adoy would say Me'avrom Me'avimelech Nis'ab Rosoro Ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar Klaster Ponim Shel Yitzchok Lak Avrom V'zeu Shodem Ar Avrom Mo'ili Des Yitzchok. So stand the Meforshim say Pshat. First we have to know when exactly the Letzonim were busy with this Letzonis exactly. When the Letzonis took place, when the Letzonim sat and shmoozed out the Heftzeft and the Letzonis. But if we had to take care of this Letzonis, why is Magia to Parshas told us? Parshas Chayei Soro would be if it's a message in the middle of Parshas Chayei Soro. Be a message in the middle of Parshas Chayei Soro that Avram Moilid is Yitzchok. Why this message has to come, Parshas told us. So the Meforshim say, Givaldik is Achem is a Pshat. Kol Zman Esav was not born, the Letzonis didn't take place. Aber Pitom, Yitzchok has two kids, a Rosh and a Tzadik. Then the Letzonim came back with the Letzonis. If Yitzchok was from Avram Vesoro, they the Tzadim was Chosh Ve'yitn, they Niklach had to be good kids. For where is these bad genes that are coming into this kid? Al kol chokhmah avimelech nisab rosoro. Oh, here I have a raya. So about at the beginning that he said the Letzonis, no one would listen to the Letzonis. But years later, when Yitzchok had Esav, the Letzonis took place. It's chokhmuchach. It's Avram, avimelech besoro, shidduch rosh v'tzadik. So here are the kids. Chatzi chatzi. So it came out, you know, we know genetic, it skips a generation, yeah? So Mele Yitzchok, and from Yitzchok we had one Rosh and one Tzadik. So his mamash, it stims together. So Mele HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make that it would look she Yitzchok doime b'klaster ponim to Avram Avinu. Then the next pasuk says, it's a gewaldige Wort, I heard it from the Rav of the Alte Stadt. I think it's one of the nicest vaults that I heard once. Maybe you will not appreciate someone, but I'm Amish, I think it's one of the nicest things. A short vault, Nishkin Musaldige vault, but it's a Shane vault, the second pasuk in the Parsha. Vayitzchok ben Arboim Shono, Yitzchok is 40. Bekachtoi es Rivko Bas Besuel Arami, Mipadan Arom Achoy Slovon Arami Loi Leisho. So Yitzchok was 40. Bekachto Yisrifko Bas Besuel LaArami Mipadan Arom Achoy Slovon LaArami Loi LeYisho. So the Rav Neventzal, the Rav, the Alte Shtot, said a gewaldige Pshat. Yitzchok ben Arboim, Bekachto Yisrifko Bas Besuel LaArami Mipadan Arom Achoy Slovon LaArami Loi LeYisho. The daughter of Besuel that lives in Arom, and she's the sister of Lavan that lives in Aram. It's a very long pasuk for no reason. You want to say the yichus that she had, you know, a choshev father and a choshev brother together, say, Bas Psuel Achois Lavan. What is the lashon pasuk? So he said a givaldik ezach. Rashi brings down that after Bishas Maisu and Eliezer and Avram came to do the shidduch, Psuel put poison, or Lavan put poison in the food. They wanted Eliezer to die. The Malach came and switched the plates, and Psuel ate it, and Psuel died. This is the reason it says that only Lavan and the mother spoke to Eliezer to give Rivka. So he says a gewaldig pshat. So b'shas kiddushin, when he put the nezem zahav, v'shteit abayi zahav, she was the daughter of Psuel. So the kiddushin was doing with marry the daughter of Psuel. He was mekabel kiddushin for bitek tano. But the nesuim was only done with lavan. Look at the lashon pasuk. Bekachtoi kicha ze kiddushin es rifkos ba Psuel arami. Mipadan Arom, Achois Lovano Arami Loi Leisho. Als the Isho was only Achois Lovano Arami. So Bekachtoi, Es Rivko Bas Besuel Arami Mipadan Arom, Achois Lovano Arami Loi Leisho. And if you medayik in the trop, in the timing of the posuk, it's Givaldik, it's a Es Nachto. Bekarte es rivko basu el aram mipadon arom achoislo mipadon arom es nachto achoislo ben aram ilo ilo isho. What is the es nachto? You're busy telling the yichus. Bekarte es rivko bas basu el aram achoislo ben basu el aram achoislo ben ilo ilo isho. Because you really have to read it twice. What is es nachto? Bekarte es basu el es rivko bas basu el aram mipadon arom es nachto achoislo ben aram ilo ilo isho. Then the pasuk says, "Vayesar Yitzchok laHashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akoroi, vayeosor lo Hashem vata rifko ishtoi." So Yitzchok David lenoichach ishtoi ki akoroi, vayeosor lo Hashem vata rifko ishtoi. So what is lenoichach ishtoi? Vayetar Yitzchok laHashem lenoichach ishtoi. So Rashi. Rashi is a meforesh that sticks to pshat. So we're learning pshat. Chumash Rashi. Vayesar Yitzchok laHashem lenoichach ishtoi. So Rashi says, Ze oimet bezo vizum mispalel, Ve oimet bezo vizum mispalel. It's a medrash rabbe, we don't ask kashas a medrash rabbe, but about it, mamish doesn't make sense. What is the pshat? It's a very nice story. You know the daven, you know how it was? Two corners of the house. Interesting. You know, they're not two corners, they stand in the middle. What was that good? Maybe they said to Hillim and the table together. What is the Mashmoy Saposu? Vayesar Hashem Yitzchok, Vayesar Yitzchok Lashem Lenoichach Soro Ishtoi. Lenoichach Rivko Ishtoi. So when a Chefzefu Lenoichach. So the Rashbam al Teire doesn't want to stick to Rashi's Pshat. Zog the Rashbam Lenoichach Bishvil. He davened for his wife. Rashbam, Einikel from Rashi. He knows the Rashi, and the Einikel says Bishvil. And I understand why he doesn't like to learn Rashi's Pshat, because it's Lenoichach, doesn't make sense. Zog the Rashbam, Bishvil. Frank the Meshechoch, what? He davened for his wife? What? He doesn't want to have kids? Zog the Meshechoch, a beautiful vote. Zog the Meshechoch, Yitzchok had a promise from Hashem. There's no point to daven. Hashem said, "What was nochemal to daven? Was aftoche?" Zog the meshechochme, but Hashem didn't promise that the kids will come from Rivka. Kubi will have to marry a pilegesh later, maybe another marriage. So the tefillahs that he had to do is to take out the kids out of Rivka. So this ganze pshat in pasuk. Vayesar Yitzchok laHashem b'noichach ishtoi ki akoroi. For his wife, not for himself. Others are in different nusach. Nishazem in the Meshechochme. Am Yisgeres never was thinking of the Meshechochme. Vayosar lo Hashem. Vayosar lo Hashem. So Rashi said Hashem was mekabel his tefillah. Sheindoim et tefillah tzadik ben tzadik letzadik ben rosh. So Rashi says, what is vayosar lo Hashem? It's a very shvere Rashi. Vayesar, we understand. Rashi explains, vayesar Yitzchok. Yitzchok is begging, right? Vayesar. Vayosar lo Hashem. Hashem was begged. Hashem said yes. Vayesar laHashem, vayomer Hashem, yes. And the pasuk says, vayesar Yitzchok laHashem. Rashi says, hirbo vehiftzir betfilo, vayosar lo Hashem. Nisratze, Nispayes, Nispate. Three Rashis. Nisratze, Nispayes, Nispaseloy. Yeah. Well, he asked for kids and Hashem said yes. So Rabbi Sif Chaim Sonnenfeld said a gewaltige Sach. So Rabbi Sif Chaim Sonnenfeld, Lemaise Chazal said that when Esav became 13 years old, Hashem killed Avram. Sheloyire Esav Yoytze Letal Busro. We'll see later that in that day, that Vayovay Esav in Asode, Vayakiv was Nazid Adoshim to Menachem Yitzchak, that he was sitting Shiva and his father. So Rashi says that Avram really had to live another 5 years. Hashem took him early that he would not see the Tzar of Esav Yoytze Letal Busro. Zogim Esav Chaim Sonnenfeld. So b'meile, if Hashem would not listen to the tefillahs another 5 years, Avram would live another 5 years more. Abba Yitzchak was begging. So nisratze v'nispayes, even that it's coming on the cheshbon from Avram Avinu. So when he told Rabbi Yosef Chaim, he said, "Azap pshetlo?" So Rabbi Yosef Chaim said, "Gematrie fan v'ye'osar lo yashem chomeshonim." So Rav Kaipman from Geitzer will say it over this vault every year. Not the gematria part. This is the gematria part I heard from the head of the alte head of the Vada Yeshivas, Rav Tenenbaum. But he said that we see from here a givaldi kezach. Tfile works even if sometimes it's not good for Avraham Avinu. And in the Cheshbon Shomayim, medavarten. Cheshbon Shomayim is a reason to wait, maybe. Maybe it's a reason to wait. It's a Cheshbon Shomayim to wait. But if someone is davening and he's begging, and he wants the tefillah has such a koyach to be poyel, says, Yom HaKippurim is the highest day in the world. Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place in the world. The Kohen Gadol, the biggest person in the world. And he's going in lifnayim velifnim. But Yetziyosay Mahu Oyoimer, Shelo Yishomat Filoson Shelo Yivrei Drochim. It's not good. Klal Yisrael need the rain. This person himself needs the rain. If Evi Yerich Derech will stop to daven, it'll be a Betzeres. But if he davens, Hashem has to do it. Person has to learn how much koyach we have in our tefillas. How much koyach our tefillas have. If a person would just know what he could poil tzach in his tefillah, to daven, when it's good for him, when it's good for the world. Hashem, open my eyes. I told you, I had a story this week. It's two people in Rabbis Medrash, I can't say the names, I'm sure one day you will know. Two Choshevi in Gilayit. They're not sitting with us today here, so I could say over the Maise. Two Choshevi in Gilayit. Tell you, years later I'll tell you who they are. And one of them is a big Balkishan, a Gishmaki guy, and he comes over to me. He has a shaila. He wants to drop his chavrusa, one of the Sdorim. I'm not saying that I'm scared that people will chap. What is the problem? He said, I just came back after my chasana. And there's this guy that I know, also a Ingeman, older than me. He sits near me, one of the Sdorim. Already a year and a half, I see every time after a week he changes his chavrusa. He's a very good guy, but it takes him mamish time to understand pshat in the Gemara. Very slow in pshat in the Gemara. And he chapped me, "Oh, you came. You have a chavrusa that Seder?" And I just said, "No." So he said, "Givaldik, from Rosh Hashanah I'm davening to chap you. Learn with me." So I said, they started to learn. Came over to me the other day, he said, "We learned, instead of the Amud, we learned two lines." And I told him, "Tell me over the Kashi." He tells me the Kashi from the Gemara before. He says, "Chayecha koinim, I don't know what to do." I said, "But how you could drop him?" He said, "But you know, limenatanu rabbeinu, chayecha koinim." So he told me, "I'll tell you the truth. In Maariv, I didn't know what to do. and I daven to Hashem, make my chavrusa smart. Instead of davening, find a way out. Make my chavrusa smart. Make my chavrusa to understand. I'm amish cried. Instead of myself, I told him, I don't have a suffix. Daven and shach is also like that. Daven and mincha also like that. Hashem loves this kind of nigun. He came to me yesterday, and he told me, you believe it or not, we learned a blat. I couldn't have the gemara. My chavrusa explained to me the whole daf. The guy didn't know what is happening with him. He was just saying, More, Rashi, Tesvis. The guy couldn't read the day before. And I'm telling you, most of you know the guy. A guy here in Beis Yishayah, I could hold the two guys in the hands. Tefillah, if someone doesn't believe this story, is apikoros, he could leave now. If you don't believe that Hashem could do it, then you could believe that that Rebbe could promise a kid. This Rebbe could promise $1 billion, yeah? This could open the floor, this could open the sky. Oh, but a little bit to learn in Teire, Hashem's Teire, just to open the mind? Oh, but you have to believe. Oh, but not to daven Hashem, take care of me. Find me a way out. Mesad on me that I will find a chavrusa. Make my chavrusa to be a good person. Under a tefillah. Tefillah Hashem listens. Even if it has to kill Avraham Avinu. Even if it has to kill Avraham Avinu. Even if it has to stop the rain. Shoyim Moiseyim Shel Koyanim Gdoilim Mesapgim Lohem Mozim to the Roitzim. That they will not die and that the kids will die. The Roitzeach wants to go out of their miklot. He davens. Gemara explains, Kilas Chinam. It's a time. Ritzach davens, Hashem listens. So to all of the bad people, He listens. To us, the good people, we just daven. We're saying, Veli Beinu Lehovin Lehatski Lishmo Yalil Moidu Lelamen Lishmo Velazu Zulekayim. It's the problem, you don't remember if you said it today in the morning. But if it will come out like this, Lil Moidu Lelamen Lishmo Velazu, there's no tzad, that everything will open. Yitzchak, he could give a kid. He can't give us brains. He can't give us memory. Aber midaf, beten. Vayisroitz zu rabbonim bekirbo vatoimer im kei lama zeh anoichi. Vayemer Hashem lo shnei goyim bebitnech ushtei leumim. Mimeayichi poreidu ulaoim ilaoim yamotz v'rav yavoy tzair. So the Welt, the famous Kasha of the Welt, I don't want to go into it, it's not what we're going to speak about this week. But Rashi says that when she was going near Beis Medrash, Yankiv wanted to go out. Near Beis Avedizor Eiso wanted to go out. So she went to ask him, Ken Lomazan Noichi? So they told her, you have two. And now one is good. Before, she said, if this is the kid, he goes to Beis Yeshiva, he goes to Avodah Zarah. And now that she has two, she's happy. So they say from the Briskerov Gizok, if you have one good and one bad, the bad one day will do tshuva. But in the beginning she thought she has a Mizrochnik. This was the one the Lashon of Briskerov was. She thought she has someone that, you know, learned Teire and also does Averes. These people never come back. These krum people, there's no chance. There's no chance. This is the Lashon of the Briskerov in the Chumashir. I'm sure he didn't speak about the people today, he spoke of the people then, Chas v'Shalom, you know. Not today, these people don't exist anymore, Baruch Hashem. But I'm saying the Yesoid. A person sometimes has to know, Chumashir, this is the worst. Because these people never do tshuva. If her son will also be Teire and also have a Rizore, he's bad, he will do tshuva. One day he'll realize that he's bad. But he's a good bachur. Just by night he does this, and by night he does this, and by nasdor, he just checks his phone. Yeah, there's no hope for this bachur. A bachur could be the worst bachur, but he learns Teire and he also thinks, I'm doing both. He's stuck in both. Then the pasuk brings down, Vayozid Yaakov Nazid, ויבוא איסו מן הסודה והוא אויף, ויאמר איסו אל יעקב, אל יתני לו מן האדום האדום הזה. ויאמר יעקב, מחרוק היום מסבחרוס חולי. ויאמר איסו, הנני הולך לומוס ולומר לי זבחרו. ויאמר יעקב, ישוב עלי וישוב עלוי, וימכור, ויעקב נוסן לאיסו, לחם ונזיד הדושים, ויכל ויש ויקם וילך ויש איסו וסבחרו. So Stan, before we start, I want this yediyah. I think it's important to every bacher to know this yediyah. In Drosh Saran state, Yaakov didn't cheat Esav. You know, we have to know, Avada, we're not allowed to ask questions. But if we have the answer, we're allowed to speak it out. A lot of people, when they learn the parashas, it looks like Yaakov cheated Esav. Every kid has this question, yeah? Esav came back, he's starving. He's like, Yaakov, you want to eat? Sell the b'chayro. So I want to say two zachim. Before I'm saying the real answer, the Drosh Saran, it says, "V'yakim nasan le'isov lechem munazid adoshim v'yoichal v'yesht." So the Welt fragt a kasha. Esav asked for the adom haze. He wants the, I don't know, it was beans, barley. I don't know how they call it, what it was exactly. Adoshim, yeah. He wanted adoshim. So give him the adoshim. Why do you have to give him bread? V'yakim nasan le'isov lechem munazid adoshim. So the modern people say, you know, when you come to a restaurant, even if you order the main dish, but they serve bread, as they gave us, it's not. This is the way you serve. About that you order that portion. But you serve bread and that. No. Till he waits, till Esau was waiting, that will come. This is the Sol Tirutzim, Nishnagat Zuns, yeah? The Briskerov said that Alochen Shulchan Aruch is Alochen Misha Achozoi Bulmus. A person sometimes sees a food and he has to eat it, and if he doesn't eat it, he will die. So he goes over to his friend, and he tells his friend, "Listen, I need this bread." The guy sees that the eyes is popping, the guy is going to die. He tells him, $1 million, you'll get it. The guy says, $1 million, I'm going to die. The Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't have to pay nothing after it. It's called oinus. The pe'ula of the yischaivus is not chal. He has to pay pea price. Medin Gezel, but he can't charge him. Asif and Shulchan Aruch. So Biskerov said that Yaakov was worried. Chazal said that Achozei Bulmus. When Esav came back, he was starving. Achozei Bulmus. Esav will claim later, it didn't catch. I was starving. I'm allowed to say that I'm giving you the b'chayra, but now it's Mekach Toras. B'mele, it never was chal. So B'mele, Yaakov was nervous that Esav will pull out. So what Yaakov said, he first filled him up with bread. Finish, he's full. Now he's not starving anymore. And even so, he ate in the Zid HaDoshim, so he made it in Mechir HaEschal. So before we come to the answer to the Drosh HaSaran, so B'derech Balabatish, you could answer that this is the same idea. That Esav didn't cheat Yaakov. Yaakov didn't cheat Esav. You're right that Esav was starving. And he wanted this red thing. He filled him up with bread. He's not starving anymore. You want now the Nezid HaDoshim? It's not such a cheat. Even without the Lomdus, the Bulmus, yeah? But the Drosh HaSaran says a Givaldike Vot. Vayokom, Vayelach, Vayives, Esav, Esabchoiro. Rashi says, the Sforno says, Gam Achar Maise, Hoyo Abchoiro, Bozi Beino. Roi Lo Isa, Mechir Sheposku. Yaakov saw that Esav is not machshiv de b'chayro. Hinei anoichi yoylech lomus. There's no point. Yaakov felt that it's not bekovedik for the b'chayro to be by a person that doesn't appreciate the b'chayro. And Sforim state, Yaiv chochme lechakmise, a person that is not machshiv teiro, Hashem doesn't give him teiro. The Gemara says, "Man de rochim rabbonon, a person that loves talmidei chachomim, have a lebonim talmidei chachomim." Why? person that loves Torah, Hashem gives him to have the right kids. A person that doesn't love Torah, he goes to the Rabbeim, but he doesn't love it. He loves to be somewhere else. Yeah, it's very important, you know, it's covered. You go into Reb Shteyman, you go into Reb Chaim, he for sure makes his rounds, and then he finishes in Mamila, yeah? This person, Hashem will not give him Bonim Tamidei Chachomim, because by him Mamila is Choshuv. Avada, you have to do it to be Bnei Gedolim. If you really love Tamidei Chachomim, Hashem will pay you in your Zach. Hashem doesn't give the Milas of Ruchnias to a person that doesn't appreciate the Milas of Ruchnias. The Milas of the Drosh Saran, it was not a cheat. Yaakov, hold. Again, Al Tzalocha we have, he gave him the Lechem, he took away the starve. But he asked, Yaakov Avinu, Ish Emes, you cheated your brother out of the Bchayra. So against the whole idea. Titan Emes Leyankev. Hula Yemusheni Ovi. Titan Emes Leyankev. Titan Emes Leyankev. Yaakov is Ish Emes. Yaakov hold that Esav is Mevazet the Bchayra. He's not Roy the Bchayra. He's not Roy to be the one that deserves to get the Bchayra. He's not Roy to be the one to get the Bchayra. So while he was not Roy, he was not the one that was Roy to get the Bchayra Esav, so Mele Yaakov felt that he's right to take away the prayer from him. So Mele, it's not pshat. Yaakov is cheating Esau. Then the pasuk goes weiter. It's not maybe a yedia for the lomdim shebanu. Vayim Yaakov yishov al ikayim vayishov aloy. Vayim ko as pcharos el Yaakov. The tour has a sefer al ha-teire. There's one sefer bal haturim, and in the oitzer they have a sefer hatura orich al ha-toira. Bal haturim, they said he did overnight. And his father told him, you need to do a sefer al ha-teira, so he written overnight the bal haturim. As kacha ha-kabole. But the tour al ha-orich al ha-toira, he says, what was the shvua? He says, be'etzem it's dovo shelo bal ha-oilo. So you can't make the mechira. No, what? It's koy de matan teire. It says, it's two chisroines and dover shalom bala oilom. And the maise kinyan and the gmiris das. Zog the tour, as the maise kinyan is koy de mishu bala oilom. Aber felt in the gmiris das. So as the gmiris das, a shvu helps to make a gmiris das. Shvu helps to make a gmiris das. So maybe he told him, make a shvu. So like this also, you will have a gmiras das. Make a shvua, but mainly you will have a gmiras das. Then the pasuk says, Ekev asher shoma Avrom bekoili, vayishmer mishmarti mitzvoisai chukoisai vetiroisi. Eikev asher shoma Avrom bekoili. Rashi brings down Eikev asher shoma Avrom bekoili. Bring it down here in the bottom. Ha'ovez shomru shmir ha-shabe shechenoim ha-vayishmo mishmarti v'kiyem Avrom avinu afilu eiruv tavshilim. Afilu eiruv tavshilim. Shenemar teroisi tere shebektav tere shebaalpe machzavitri. The shayla is how we see from this pasuk that vayishmo Avrom eikev שקיים אברהם אבינו את כל התורה כולו, גמור את לשון הגמור אין יום חוף חסס, קיים אברהם אבינו את כל התורה כולו, שנאמר ואפילו עירוב תבשילים, שנאמר עקב אשר שומע אברהם אסקוילי, גמור אין יום חוף חסס, מכאן שקיים אברהם אבינו את כל התורה כולו ואפילו עירוב תבשילים. So what is the right עירוב תבשילים? כן זה? אפילו עירוב תבשילים? So they say that Reb Zalman of Valojin said B'Shem the Goen, that the Goen said that Be'etzem, the real Gemara, the Rosh HaTevis was in the first Tfus, was Ayin Tov. It was a filu eruv tchumim. Eikev asher shoba Avrom. Mitzvah she'odo mekayim be'eikev. Just the Bocher HaZetzer, the one that opened the Rosh HaTevis when they were printing the Shas, he thought that it's Eruv Tavshilin, so he opened it to Eruv Tavshilin. But the real Girsa was Eruv Tchumim, that you mekayim in the Eikev. Just the one that was printing the Shas didn't know, and he opened it and he said, Eruv Tavshilin. I want to say two more votes from the Goen, that it supposedly says later, let me say one more also. Vayiki zok in Yitzchok v'techeno eno mirois v'yakum v'yikro es eisob ne'agotel v'yemar lov zokanti v'ato sono kilecho telecho v'kashtecho v'tze asode וצידה לי צייד ועשה לי מטעמים כאשר אוהבתי ועבר לי ואיך לו בעבור תבורך אוכל נפשי בטרם הומוס. Go, make me a meal and I'll give you a broche. I heard from the Kalev Rebbe, זה ברוכה, that חסיד של ספורים שטייט, that בעצם יצחק wanted to give a broche to Esau. So he doesn't give a meal and I'll give you a broche. You want to bench your bracha. I mean, Yitzchak had avodim, they had slaves, but they had everything, yeah? But when he tells Esau, you want a bracha? Make lunch. That when a person owes a hakoras hatoiv to someone, and in that minute he gives him a bracha, valis mechuyev hakoras hatoiv, and that minute the bracha is chal. This is the inyan from Birkas Oireach. But Abayit gave him achlas hazorchim, boom, it's chal. That's a gaitos. So Yitzchok said, I want the shefa to be chal, you deal me matamim, I will have nachas ruach from you, and that minute the brocha will chal. So he said that in the Sforim state, this is the mocker that people give pity when they go to the Rebbe for a brocha. If you don't give it, it's not chal. It's not that the Rebbe doesn't want to give if you don't get the opinion. You need to give. If you want the brocha to be chal, you need to give, and then the brocha is chal. So the Pasuk says that Rivka Shemas, Esav goes, and she calls Yankov. And Yankov says, Ula Yemosheni Yovi, Vaisi Benov Kemtatea, Vivesi Lai Klola Vele Brocha, Vatema Lo Imoi, Olai Klilos Chobni. Olai Klilos Chobni. So that everyone knows the famous Targum, Unkelus, Vomro Lo Imoi, Olai Klilos Chobni. ואמרת לאימי, אולי יסמר בנבואה דלא יסין לבטן הלוך. ברי. פונקלוס מינגס דאון, אולי קלוס חובני, she told him I have a נבואה, that nothing will happen to you. אז איזה אונקלוס. So the Goen says that Olai Klilos Chobni, she told him in a remez, three things will happen to you. Esav will chase you, Lavan and Yosef. Chutz from that, don't worry. She was meramez to him, Olai Klilos Chobni, I know exactly what has to come to you. Esav will run after you, Lavan will run after you, and Yosef. Aba Zeuzeh, don't worry. Zog the Goen, in Perek Membeis Posuk Lamedvov, when the brothers come back from Mitzrayim and they're missing Binyamin, and Yaakov says, you know, Yosef enenu, Reuven enenu, ve'arshu ve'lekachtem gam esboni. So the Loshon HaPosuk is, Vayomer Yaakov, Perek Membeis Posuk Lamedvov. ויאמר להם יעקב אביהם, מויסי שיקרתם, יוסף איננו, שמעון איננו, ואז בנימין תיקחו, אולי היו כולנו. זוג דגויין, he told them, אולי היו כולנו. I already had Esav. I already had Lavan, I already had Yosef. I don't deserve more. You can't take Binyamin. All I owe you kulano. Ichshigiat kulano. My mother told me, all I klilos chubni. How you, what is going on here? What are you taking Binyamin? I'm not giving Binyamin to go. It's not in my list. All I owe you kulano. Then the pasuk brings down that Esav comes in. Minasode. And he wants the broche. Vayoymer. Kishmoya, vayoymer. Bo chicho bemirmo vayikach birchoisecho. So Rashi brings down what he said. Your brother came and he cheated you. Rashi says one word. Bo chicho bemirmo bechochmo. The mocker is in the Unkelus. The Amar Ula Chuch Bechokmoso. And the Sifsi Chachorim explains why Rashi says it. Because the Pasuk says, Vayemer Gam Baruch Ye. If he thought that he's a, if he meant to say that he's a cheater, Yitzchak would not finish to bench him after it. And the way the Pasuk goes, that Yitzchak benched him, Gam Baruch Ye. He benched him, Gam Baruch Ye. So the shayla is, what is bechokhme? So they said that the Yid went over once to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, and he told him, I'll tell you what is the pshat. Chazal say that was Lela Seder. And he gave him shtei gdoim. Echod lechagigo ve'echod lepesach. Zeh shtei b'chazal. Shtei gdoim. Echod lechagigo ve'echod lepesach. And Yaakov made Yitzchok to eat the Chagiga, and then he told him, here, Pesach, eat it l'afikoyme. So when the Esav comes in, even if Esav brings more food, ein maftirim achar ha-Pesach ha-afikoyme. So the Chochmah of Yanke was, I can't eat from yours, I already ate from his. Not only I gave over the bracha, I can't eat, we explained the eating was the chetimzit of the bracha b'chal. So they told him, Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. So Yosef Chaim like slipped out his mouth right away. Bemirmo gematria hu afikoymen. Bemirmo hu afikoymen. We'll stop here because we have a little Shabbos.
בשביל, נשבע. רשי מה שנשרץ ונשרץ. השאלה היא מה זה נשרץ? השאלה אומר כן.